Good morning. Like many of us, I have friends who are over in Australia, and for some reason they just will not come back.
I know, it's very annoying.
The only reason to really stay in touch with them is through Instagram. One of my friends who's in Australia right now is a girl called Shauna, and she put up on her Instagram and on her close friend's story the other day. I'm going to air these close friend's story. Sorry, Shauna. But basically she put up on her close friend's story a little bit of a dilemma that she was having. And I messaged her and I was like, tell me all about this dilemma and I will try and help you out. So basically what's going on in Shauna's life is this.
This guy at work, now he's a lovely guy, like he keeps buying me coffees. Like it's been happening, like it happened before a while ago and it kind of fizzled out. But it started again last week. And I think like he came over and he remembered and he asked, he was like, oh, do you still drink an iced vanilla latte? And I was like, oh yeah, all year round, hot or cold, doesn't matter. I love an iced coffee. Not like expecting anything or whatever. And then the next morning he had an iced vanilla latte sitting on my desk. And I was like, oh my God, you shouldn't have, like, oh, next time I'm in the cafe, like, I'll buy you one back. Like, what do you drink? And he was like, a long black. And I was like, oh, next one's on me or whatever. So I bought him one like a couple of days later when I was in the cafe, because I don't normally go to get a coffee before work. I usually just make one at home. And then I bought him one back. And then the next two mornings he got me a coffee, but it was a hot vanilla latte. And then I'm like, oh, damn it. Like, what do I do? Like, how do I tell him that I don't want him buying more coffees for me, because I don't generally go get them myself, nor do I drink hot ones. I also don't want to sound very ungrateful, because I know it's a lovely gesture that he's doing.
Okay.
I don't think she's coming across as ungrateful at all. I think she doesn't drink hot coffee. And so she's like, what am I going to do with this?
She threw him, I think, by saying, I drink it, hot or cold, I love the vanilla.
But what she means is she drinks an iced coffee, whether it's hot or cold, in the weather.
Outside!
Yeah. Oh. She means no matter the weather, she drinks an iced cold coffee. But maybe that's where the confusion is. Hot or cold, vanilla latte, iced.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he maybe thought, oh, grand, she can have a vanilla. I didn't even know you could have a vanilla latte. Hot. That sounds gross to me.
Yeah, it does sound gross.
So yeah, this is Shauna's dilemma at the moment. So what I'm curious is, what do you think? 087-711-103. Should Shauna speak out or should she drink up? Because she either has to stop this coffee thing by speaking out and saying, look, I don't want this coffee. But how do you say that? Or does she just not say a thing and drink up?
She's stuck in rounds for the rest of her life with this man.
Exactly. WhatsApp voice notes are very much welcome. 087-711-103. Help my mate Shauna out, because I know Shauna. She's an anxious wreck now at just thinking about this.
Going into work. What time is it in Australia now? Evening time,
yeah.
So, yeah, I think she's listening and taking advice, is she?
I'd imagine live, so. Yes,
live.
Yeah.
And she's in a safe space being on the other side of the world. So this
Yeah, someone from Sydney is going to be listening in.
So the question is,
should Shauna speak out or drink up? If she'd speak out, what should she say? 087-711-1038.
Speaking of coffee, here is Sabrina Carpenter. This is Espresso here on Spin. Good morning.
Good morning and good evening if you're listening in Australia. The reason being is because my mate is over in Australia. She put up on her close friend's story the other day, how do you get someone to stop buying you coffees? And I was like, what the hell is going on? She sent me a voice note, and basically what she said is that this guy in her work keeps buying her coffee that she doesn't drink. It's the wrong coffee. She asked one day for a vanilla iced latte. He got her that, and then the next day he came in with the same coffee, and the next day the same coffee, but it was hot, and she doesn't drink hot coffees.
Yeah.
She has no idea what to say to him to actually get him to stop buying coffees, because she's in
kind
too
of,
deep now.
After getting locked into a round situation without her kind of full on consent, even though like he's trying to be nice,
yes.
It's just a bit awkward.
And this is the thing, she's saying she doesn't want to come across as ungrateful or anything, which
no.
I don't think she is. She's just kind of in a little bit of an awkward situation. Someone actually said, hi guys, lots of us listening in Australia, Jonathan and Perth. Thanks, John and Perth. Appreciate
thank you. Speak out or drink up was Dave's question. What do you think, Danielle?
Speak out, but to make it not awkward, she should say that she's on a cleanse and she's not drinking caffeine for the foreseeable future.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Excellent shout, but you can just never be caught in his line of sight with any caffeine.
This is the only thing.
Yeah,
she can't get caught with like caffeine.
Do you know what she should do? She should like just fill up her Stanley cup or something, or the Mox with coffee, and then just like, oh, I'm just really on the water at the moment.
Oh, God.
That's a good shout.
He can't see through the Stanley, so, you know.
What if he starts getting her decafs?
Oh God, okay. Then she needs to like look into this guy a little bit more.
All right, Danielle, love it. Thank you and have a great weekend.
Thank no you, Danielle. Darling.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
By the way, do we think he fancies her? Is that even
I don't think it's that.
Not
I
like
actually
that.
Don't think it's that at
cool.
all.
Callum, producer Callum.
I do something on a Tuesday in this office. I call it Smoothie Tuesday.
Smoothie Tuesday.
Yeah, it's myself and David Ashling are never included in this.
I just ask. I have no interest.
It's neither here nor there.
It's where I go out and I ask if anyone wants smoothies because I'm going to get a smoothie and then I will buy other people smoothies and they will revolute me the money. It's a very consensual thing.
Yes. Here.
But what I do during Smoothie Tuesday that she might be able to use in this coffee situation is I deliver then the coffees, the smoothies to everyone who has participated in Smoothie Tuesday.
Yeah.
So if someone has got a monkey moo, I will go over and there's a monkey moo for you.
Yes.
Yada, yada, yada. And then when I'm on the last one, it's normally Gav who sits next to me and we normally have the same drink, a strawberry sunrise. So I go, a strawberry sunrise for Gav and a strawberry sunrise for me.
Ah.
So if she is going to deliver the coffee to your man who keeps buying her coffees, say he orders a cappuccino,
you
can give him the cappuccino and go, a cappuccino for you, an iced vanilla latte for me. So I'm a speak up but kind of passive aggressive.
Yeah, you're putting it into their mind subconsciously.
Yeah.
I think that's very, very clever.
Yeah.
A really, really cold one for me.
Yeah. I just love the ice.
I love the ice. I'd take it either whether it was the hot outside or cold outside. I love an ice vanilla latte.
It has to be ice. Just wakes my mouth up in the morning.
Yeah.
Speak up or drink up. What are you saying, Jenny?
I think she should just quit the whole job.
That's a bit extreme.
Just pack it in.
It's like when you see a spider in the house, you're like, burn the house down. Burn it. Burn it down.
Yeah, burn it to the ground. It's too awkward. Just leave.
So if you were in this position, you honestly would be straight on LinkedIn looking for gigs, yeah?
I'd probably quit for less, honestly.
So you don't think she can say anything, no?
I don't know. It's too awkward.
It is really awkward, isn't it? It's so awkward. What do you do?
I just never say anything. Just leave.
Imagine if you were the person who was actually given the coffees and someone came up to you and was like, by the way, will you please stop buying me coffees because I don't like them?
No, I'd hate that.
You'd actually die, wouldn't you? Stop. You'd die.
Yeah, no, it'd be way too embarrassing.
So the only answer here is to leave the job, you're saying, Jenny?
She has to leave the job.
Okay, perfect. Maybe even, do you know what? Leave the continent. Come back to Ireland.
Yeah.
Leave Australia.
That's a better option.
Yeah, better option.
I get you, girl. Thank you.
See you later.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
See you, bye.
Bye. So what would you do in this situation? We'd love to hear from you. 087-711-103. Your voice
speak out or drink up. Yeah, what do you think?
Voice notice on 087-711-1038. Speak up or drink up.
This morning we're asking you a very simple question. Speak out or drink up. The reason for this is because my mate Shauna, who lives in Australia, she's working in this place and this guy keeps buying her coffee and she doesn't like the coffee that he keeps buying her.
Mm.
She likes iced coffee and he keeps buying her hot coffee and she doesn't know whether to say anything or just say nothing.
Also,
it's kind of in quite far now.
I think as well, if it was from my point of view, I'd be like, I owe this person so much money and I don't want to be in debt to someone when I don't even want this coffee in the first place.
Yes, you know exactly.
What I mean? Maria was in touch.
I think she should just keep taking the coffees. Just keep taking them. Drink, drink, drink. Don't buy him back any coffee. Don't get him one.
Oh.
Just keep smiling, saying thanks, and then eventually he'll get fed up or he'll ask her out, and then when he asks her out, she can just be like, no. And then, oh my God, is that why you've been buying me coffee? Oh, you don't have to buy me coffee anymore. Really sorry. And that's how she gets out of it. But in the meantime, just enjoy the free coffee.
Right. Okay,
Maria.
She doesn't like the coffee, first of all. And I'm pretty sure this dude is quite old. I don't think he fancies Shauna.
Oh,
I think he's just saying, he's just being nice, like.
I think, Maria, I wish I had your energy, girl.
If she has to wait until he asks her out, she might be waiting a while.
Drink.
There's a hell of a lot of coffee.
It gives me like Sabrina Carpenter vibe, you know, that kind of cheeky, kind of tongue-in-cheek. Like, thanks so much again. Thank you.
Well, it seems that the general consensus, Shauna, is either to quit your job,
move back to Ireland
or to actually just decide to tell him that you're going on a cleanse, no more coffee. You can't do this to yourself anymore.
It makes me quite anxious this
and
morning.
Just make sure you're not seen drinking coffee
ever. Okay,
yeah,
it's kind of a terrible situation either way.
It's really, really bad.
Really glad we can help you this morning, Shauna.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Fully charged. Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.